Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Saturday afternoon, August the 18th, 2012. Back in April of 2011, I posted an article called How to Receive More of God's Favor. It was such a popular article that I thought I would do a podcast and revisit a few of the points I made back then, including two really big keys in receiving more of God's favor. Now, if you have a piece of paper handy, write down a list of people you think really ought to receive favor from God. Now, if you don't have a paper and pen handy, then just take a moment here and think of three or four people that you think really should receive favor from God. Anybody come to mind? Got somebody on the list? Hey, are you on that list? Why not? If you're not on that list, why do you think that you really shouldn't receive favor from God? I mean, you thought of others who ought to receive His favor, but not you? You know, when you stop and just think about it for a minute, who really deserves God's favor? I mean, what could we do to earn favor from God? And yet, the scriptures are plain that God has freely extended His grace and His favor. Now, if you're a fan of the Bible like I am, and you've read from the New Testament, then you have undoubtedly read many, many promises. Promises of health and prosperity. Promises of your needs being met. Promises of help and deliverance. None of those promises come with fine print, do they? You ever read any fine print in your Bible? You know, certain rules and restrictions apply. Available for a limited time only. See store for details. Looks like the old radio announcer coming out on me. Of course we haven't seen those things in the Bible. Those promises are God's offer of His grace and His favor. He has freely extended His grace and favor. We, on the other hand, so many times object to His good favor. Object? Yes. How do we do that? Well, by feeling like you don't deserve it, feeling like you're just not good enough, you know, you haven't prayed long enough, you haven't memorized a lot of scripture, you haven't taken this Bible class, etc., etc. In other words, you haven't done much of this, but maybe you've done a lot of that. Feelings of unworthiness will cause you to object to or reject the kind favor God has extended toward you. Instead of having arms out and palms up ready to receive His blessings, really, we push the blessings away. We do this because we just don't feel worthy. Now, when it comes to God's favor and His grace and blessings, it has nothing to do with earning it. It has nothing to do with being worthy of it. You and I can't earn His favor, nor do we deserve His favor, but it's been extended to us. We can accept it or reject it. And that's because He is the one who made the promises. Now, the first really big key in receiving more of God's favor in your life is to accept and believe who God says that you are. As a Christian, the Bible says that you're not only saved, but He made you righteous. That simply means that you are now right in His sight. You belong. So do you accept that? Do you believe that you are who God says you are? Do you feel righteous? Do you feel all right to be in His presence? Or do you feel guilty for things that you've done, ashamed, unworthy? The Bible says that Jesus Christ paid for your sins and that you have been forgiven. Do you believe that? The Bible also says that if our heart doesn't condemn us, then we will have confidence toward God. The only way you're going to have confidence toward God so that you can receive His favor is to accept that you are who God says you are, holy in His sight, righteous in His sight, completely forgiven in His sight, and that His love for you is completely unconditional, and there's nothing that can separate you from that love. And the second really big key in receiving more of God's favor is to simply expect it. Anticipate it. First, find out from the Bible who you really are and believe it, and then anticipate. Look for and expect God's favor in your life and on your life. I know it sounds too simple, doesn't it? But why do we think God makes everything complicated and mysterious? He doesn't. When you accepted Christ and got born again, God literally changed you on the inside. He put His Spirit in you. He gave you eternal life. He made you righteous in His sight, holy, accepted, unblameable, unreprovable, the Bible says. And because Christ paid the price for all sins, you are now forgiven. You are His dear child. He's invited you to come boldly into the throne of grace, favor, invited you into His throne of grace to get the help that you need. How many of us need His favor in our lives today, and yet how few believe that they're worthy of it? It has been freely offered, so why not take advantage of it? The second really big key in receiving more of God's favor in your life is dependent on the first really big key. Because you see, you'll never look for or anticipate or expect to receive more favor from God until you accept and believe who He made you to be. Because until then, you will only see your weaknesses and shortcomings. So why not accept and believe who the Bible says that you really are? And you can start by adding your name to that list of people who you think really ought to receive more of God's favor. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, you can go ahead and type it in down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.